make no bones about that, because Duquesne has produced some of the most affluent attorneys in the city. They're doing a great job on certain types of cases and making large fees.
When you started in law, Judge, you knew which field of law you wanted to go into?
I had no idea. I was always inclined to which law, so I thought I would be focusing on work in law, which was average. And I had some early experience as a lawyer in the state and trust fund. My first two cases were states.
And when you were appointed with a judgeship, can you go to the different courts? I mean, if you're in orphans court now, could you tomorrow go to the...
Yes, I had my choice. I was under the supervision of Judge Henry Ellenberg. Where would you like to go, Judge? I said, well, I want to go to Logan's Court. So that's fine. Go to the criminal court. In those days, when I came in, there was a drive on to try to eliminate the criminal court backlog. So I think he sent five of us immediately to the criminal court. Sweat, blood, and tears to get out of there.
And how long were you there?
7 to 5 years.
And then you came over to Orphans Court. Well, this has certainly been very enlightening, and I, for one, have enjoyed it immensely.
Oh, I'm right up here.
I feel that I've gained an awful lot by meeting you, and I certainly appreciate the time in going to
you're working with
them.
I hope
we've been
some help.
You certainly have. And I can only say thank you again.
Now, what's going to happen with all this?
This is going into a concern. This is going to be a great thing for you. We want to get it. This is going to go into an archive that NCJW has been working on for the past.
It might be a small contribution.
I'm sure it will be a contribution, but not necessarily small.
The history of the Jewish people around here is interesting. It's fascinating.
You know, listening to you reminds me of a story. I don't know if I mentioned it before. My mother graduated with a law degree in Europe from the Estonian Duma. And it was very neat for her as a woman and as a Jewish woman. And she was telling me that in terms of the anti-Semitism that we discussed before, that the Jewish students, once they even were accepted to the school and graduated, were practically decimated by the Polish judges. It's a different system here. It was just very hard for them to be accepted to be able to practice law in Poland in those days.
I will say this. I don't know if we've covered it or not, but the influence of women attorneys is really being felt presently in this county and in the United States. I think almost the majority of the students in most of the law schools are women.
Is that right?
Yeah. It's unbelievable the numbers of women that come out. And a great number of the young ladies get jobs as law clerks. And in my day, it was a matter almost unheard of situation. women are fast becoming an integral part of the bar. They are permitted in the larger law firms to try cases, argue cases. Their presence is really being felt.
Do you think for the government?
But yes, I think they're very good. As a matter of fact, I had a lawyer in here yesterday. She had me up a wall. She was so argumentative. I says, calm down, Lord. You'll get what you're working for. Some of them are very, very good. More so than men. And of course, you have to be extremely careful that you don't say anything that will cause them to label you as a male chauvinist. The example of Judge Teitelbaum, who was literally cashiered off the court by Mrs. Brzezinski or whatever it was.
But I would think if there are so many women out there, then I'm not sure that chauvinism enters it anymore. I mean, if they're seen as equals for the most part, and obviously they are, if they're getting into law schools and getting into the major companies.
Well, I think one of the things you have to guard against, the woman out there has to be treated as a lawyer mm-hmm. and not as a woman.
Yeah.
And sometimes if you, quotation marks, if you said they use the word deer mm. or honey or something like that, they can pin you right to the wall.
Mm.
So you have to be very, very sensitive in your language, no matter how friendly or nice the lady is.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't call men dear or honey or anything like that. So it's something to be on your guard against all the time.
After a while, I would think that that's natural. I mean, if you continue to see women in the courtroom,
you have to treat them as a lawyer, mm-hmm. not as a woman. It becomes difficult sometimes. But there's more and more female judges. There's more and more black judges. And the mix is becoming very diverse to what it used to be.
Do you like this diversity?
It doesn't really bother me. I have no problem with female judges, but I get along with them. The interesting thing about being a judge in our court is the degree of assimilation is almost negligible. Just so happens that Judge Kelly and I have the same chambers here. We talk about stuff. But I very seldom see Judge Watson and Judge O'Malley on the other end of the hall to say the least about the other judges in the court. If there's some kind of judicial affair, you'll see them. Sometimes you stop and have a beer with them and things like that. But amount of assimilation is rather small.
Is that all we can say?
I think it was. I think it was. I don't think the times have changed. So it's the way the business is conducted. And I'm sitting in here. Kelly's over there. He doesn't know what I'm doing. I don't know what he's doing. Very interesting and difficult case this morning. And he and I went to lunch together. When he left, Judge Zavarella came in, and I had to sit with him while he had lunch. I had lunch with two judges today. But he's the president of Judge Clark County. But unless there's some earth shaking problem that comes up, we go so talk to each other. staff, they have their staff. We get the things, our stuff, our work. On occasion, we have to meet with what we call the court and bond. So once a month, we sit there with three judges on the court. So we get together for an hour and decide where we want to go. On those cases only. That's what the great majority of my cases are settled. I'm just saying, I'm going to settle.
Out of court?
As close to the court as possible, no. But they were settled in here. There was a fee dispute. The family was from Minnesota. One lawyer was from Butler County, the other one was from Oakmont. Took a half hour of my time with the cooperation of the lawyer from Oakmont and the lawyer from Butler had a cooperation. I've settled maybe four of my cases this week.
So you're really full time?
So we're being charitable.
Well, we find this, I personally find this experience very interesting in view of my mother's judicial education, not judicial, legal education, which was coming from, and so I was very interested in terms of the Jewish aspect of your work and how the Jews were treated, so Jewish lawyers, for me it was very interesting.
We've always had, on the Court of Common Pleas, as long as my memory serves me, we've always had one or two judges on the Court of Common Pleas. We had Judge Josiah Cohen, who was a pillar of the Shulman Synagogue. We had Judge Joseph Statfield, who ended up in the Pennsylvania Supreme Court.
How many of you judges do we have today?
Jewish judges? Maybe about six. Out of 41. Back in those days, it was only 10 judges.
Are we talking about the Allegheny County chapter?
I'm talking about Allegheny County. There were six or seven. It hasn't really become a big issue. There for a while, it looked like it would become an issue. There have been breakthroughs.
Well, we certainly appreciate that you gave us your time. It was important for the organization, but also for me personally, to be. We certainly appreciate it. Thank you, Judge.
I don't think it's as many as it used to be. Back in the earlier years of my career, a lot of them, the boys would go to law school because they had no place else to go. And the family businesses were not very successful during the Depression years. So they really had no place to go, so they went to law school. Late, you can job opportunities a lot. Business, commerce, retailing, things like that. Rather than go through the problems of 3 years of torture and hospital, I figured I'll go someplace else. Then you have the indignity of the bar exam, which can make things a little bit more difficult too. What's going on at you? What?
I'm going to close up shop in the equipment.
Okay. Yeah, it's about time. Okay. Anything else?
Unless you have something to add. I think we've really gone, Charlene and I have both gone over the tape and all the questions, and we just wanted to ask these last final questions.
Okay? I think it was most interesting.